USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The United States will deploy additional troops and military equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joseph Dunford, says the Secretary of State just returned from the region, and he said the Saudis asked for help.
We're contributing to Saudi Arabia's defense. We would be looking, as the Secretary said, for other international partners to also contribute to Saudi Arabia's defense.
Lower-level Chinese negotiators in Washington for talks canceled plans to visit farmers who've been hurt by the trade war and abruptly cut their trip short. President Trump has now decided he does not want a piecemeal trade agreement.
We're looking for the big deal. We've taken it to this level. We're taking in billions and billions of dollars of tariffs. China's devalued their currency, and they have a very bad economy right now, and I don't want them to have a bad economy.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
At least 5 people are dead and more than 1,700 were rescued from devastating flooding in southeast Texas due to Tropical Storm Imelda. The storm made landfall in Freeport on Tuesday, dumping massive amounts of rain. Many of the areas that were hit were also flooded by Hurricane Harvey in 2017. A teenager, Hunter Morrison, died while he was moving his horse to higher ground and was electrocuted from lightning. More sanctions are imposed on Iran, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says these latest sanctions are against Iran's national bank.
This is very big. We've now cut off all sources of funds to Iran.
It goes all the way up to the very top?
That does.
Right to the top.
A few days ago, President Trump ordered the Treasury to hit Iran with more sanctions after the recent attacks on Saudi Arabia's largest oil refinery, even though Iran has denied responsibility for the attacks.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
U.S. military forces in Afghanistan confirmed a drone strike on militant targets killed 30 pine nut farmers. Officials said the strike was intended to destroy a location that was used by Islamic State fighters. Officials in Nangarhar said that 40 people were also injured. The strike came after the Taliban claimed responsibility for an attack that killed at least 20 people and wounded 100 more at a government hospital. President Trump has worked out a deal to send some asylum seekers to another Central American country. USA's John Hunt has more.
The United States signed an agreement that paves the way for the U.S. to send many asylum seekers to one of the world's most violent countries, El Salvador. But both countries must first take necessary legal action and implement major border security and asylum procedures before it can go into effect. The deal is the latest step taken by the Trump administration to lean on other nations, many of those notoriously violent, to take in immigrants to stop the flow of migrants to the U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. immigration officials are also forcing more than 42,000 people to remain in Mexico as their cases play out and have changed policy to deny asylum to anyone who transited through a third country en route to the southern border of the U.S. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.